ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. On Thanksgiving on Nantucket, President Biden saying he's spoken to all three of the Americans that have been released from China in a prisoner exchange.
I'm really happy they're home. I got to talk to them all when they landed in Alaska. They're reunited with their families, and I was very happy to be able to get it done.
And about President-elect Donald Trump's threat to place tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports, Biden.
I hope he rethinks it. I think it's a counterproductive thing to do.
A new flare-up in the Middle East reports that Syrian rebels have launched a major surprise offensive against Bashar al-Assad's regime forces, capturing several villages, making a sudden advance toward Aleppo. It's a day to give thanks and give back. At Green Ridge Assembly of God in Scranton, Pennsylvania, organizers expect to hand out several hundred meals this afternoon. Jane Ward, who helps organize the effort, says they'll keep serving till the food runs out.
It's exhausting, but it's rewarding just as well.
This is ABC News. Sheriff's deputies in the California desert have made a big psychedelic mushroom bust.
It's a case that started in August when a business got a package it didn't recognize. Inside, there were psilocybin mushrooms. The investigation led Riverside County deputies to a home where a raid this month found a massive operation with buildings for cultivating, processing, storing, and shipping psychedelic mushrooms. Detectives found $3 million worth of mushrooms, a bunch of guns, some without serial numbers, a suppressor, and two ballistic vests. The 43-year-old homeowner is now under arrest on a list of charges. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Residents living off the grid in Alaska's remote corners are getting dinner this Thanksgiving thanks to the annual Alaska Turkey Bomb. For the third straight year, Esther Keem has been dropping frozen turkeys from her small plane to those who just can't run to the corner grocery.
Every year, I've dropped between 30 and 40 turkeys.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Brisk and mostly cloudy this evening. Passing flurries, low 15. Winds west-northwest, 8 to 15. A few flurries in the morning and breaks of sun and cold with a high of 24. Winds west-northwest, 10 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Partly cloudy tomorrow night to clear and quite cold with a low of 10. And sunny to partly cloudy and still cold on Saturday with a high of 24. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east northeast at 5 miles per hour. We are receiving snow flurries at the WRCO studios, and our current temperature is 22 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
So Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
thought she was gonna leave me face down in broken Hartsville, kick me to the curb on Lonely Avenue. She thought she'd turn this cowboy's neon blue. Thought she could do better, but who's better off now? Didn't think I'd ever get over her, but look how the tables have turned. Well, I'm good with goodbye, as long as it comes with a bottle of salt and lime. With the sun still shining, it'll be a good day, 'cause moving on goes better with a little Jose. Adios, see you later. Bet you thought that I was gonna chase her. I'm gonna sit here sipping silver till I'm good as gold, singing amigo who makes more dinero. I wasn't gonna stop her, wasn't getting her way. I just tipped my hat, raised my glass and waved. Adios, see you later. Bet you thought that I was gonna chase her. I'm gonna sit here sipping silver till I'm good as gold, singing adios.
Nancy Williams, adios. And before that, we had Post Malone featuring Blake Shelton with Pour Me a Drink. Don't pour me a drink. I don't do that when I'm on the air. I don't want to be, I really don't do that away from here too much. Used to, but don't do it so much. Just so busy all the time, so don't have time to have a drink poured for me. Unless it's non-alcoholic, then that's okay. But yeah, I don't want any alcoholic drinks while I'm on the air. Make it in trouble, and that would not be a good thing. Even though it is the holidays, we still got to be good here at WRCO. Our time is 4:14, and our temperature is 22 degrees. Right now, still getting some light snow out there right now. It's coming down a little bit heavier now. There's kind of a lighter snow, but it was flurries earlier, but it looks a little, but the winds may be doing that too, because our winds are out of the east at 8 miles per hour, making it feel like 14 degrees outside. And we've got just a slight trace of snow, just enough to cover up on the car, and that's according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service snow stick. Yeah, there we go. And then also, yeah, Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer says it is 22 degrees, though. So stay warm wherever you're at. And, hey, tomorrow is Black Friday. It's the play time I stay away from the store. It gets nuts. I went to the Black Friday at a store one time, and I tell you, I don't think I'm going to do it again. But stay safe while you're out there. I mean, it can get kind of crazy out there. I've heard stories. So stay safe while you're doing your Black Friday shopping. And I know there's a lot of people, they like to go out of town for Black Friday, or they like to go online. Well, my suggestion is to stay put. Stay around the area. I've been around. We've got some great stores in here in the area. So be sure to support our local businesses and shop local. It'll make a great Black Friday for you, and we'll make them happy as well. So be sure to support our local businesses tomorrow during Black Friday and all year round.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool, featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Head to the Spring Green area this weekend for Small Business Saturday. Area businesses will have discounts and sales. Saturday evening, head to Plain for an old-fashioned Chris Kindle market. Street vendors, carriage rides, kids' crafts, a visit from jolly old Santa, and so much more. For more information, visit springgreen.com. Spring Green's Country Christmas sponsors include the People's Community Bank, Kramer Brothers, Cardinal Glass Industries, Prem Meats, Right Way Plaza, and Tri-County Building Supply and Flooring Center.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
The giveaways go all day at JCPenney's best Black Friday ever. Giveaways start at 5 a.m. with holiday snow globes and coupons. You could get up to $500 off. 9 a.m. is your chance to bring home a Cuisinart stand mixer. Plus, don't miss your shot at free diamonds at 1 p.m. Finally, at 5 p.m., grab a JCPenney tote. It gets you an extra 10% off every time you shop through Christmas Eve. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 11/29 while supplies last. Giveaways in-store only. Must be 18 or older. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
Create your dream living room. Buy 5 ModMax sectional pieces and save 25% on all home accessories. Visit A-Plus Furniture today.
100.9 W.
I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All the same. He's big business, I'm busy farmer. We ain't got a lot in common. Close as ever we remain, 'cause we share the family name. He's black tie and I'm blue collar. He's gold card and I'm silver dollar. Still we're brothers all the same.
On WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden saying on this Thanksgiving that he's spoken to all three of the Americans that have been released from China.
The release of Mark Sweden, Kai Li, and John Leung followed back-channel negotiations between Washington and Beijing and public statements from politicians, including Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
The world can see that the Chinese Communist Party is trying to use hostages as a tool of statecraft.
The three Americans were swapped for three Chinese nationals, with each side claiming the other was holding its citizens on trumped-up charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Biden spending Thanksgiving delivering pumpkin pies to police officers and firefighters on Nantucket. Ukraine faced massive air raids today, nearly a million people losing power. President Zelensky calling for more air defense systems as winter intensifies. UNICEF announcing on this Thanksgiving that 2,500 children on the Gaza Strip are in need of urgent medical evaluation. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. WRCO Evening News is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. Look for brisk and mostly cloudy conditions tonight. Passing flurries with a low of 15. Winds will be west-northwest 8 to 15. A few flurries in the morning tomorrow, then breaks of sun and cold and a high of 24. The winds will be west-northwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 30. And partly cloudy to clear and quite cold tomorrow night with a low of 10. Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving light snow and our current temperature is 22 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, don't miss our Black Friday deals. 2 days packed with incredible savings, from tools to home accessories, and we've got everything you need at unbeatable prices. Stock up for the holidays or find the perfect gift. Hurry in because these deals won't last long. Walsh's Ace, your place for savings, selection, and service. In Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Thursday, November 28th. Good evening and happy Thanksgiving. Sitting in for Joanne Krulotz, I'm Tim Thede. A final report on THC contaminated food from a Dane County pizzeria is in. Public Health Madison and Dane County on Tuesday released its final report detailing an investigation into THC contaminated menu items accidentally sold in late October from Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton. According to that report, at least 85 people developed symptoms after eating pizza, sandwiches, cheese bread, and garlic bread that were made using oil containing Delta 9. The commercial kitchen used by Famous Yeti's supports several businesses, including a state-licensed operation which makes products containing legal Delta 9. Those affected ranged in age from 1 to 91 years old, including 8 people under the age of 18. Investigators say a bus driver was to blame for driving into the front of a home in western Wisconsin. A school bus leaving the depot at in Holman early yesterday morning crashed into the front of a home. The state patrol says the bus was in working condition and that 76-year-old driver was at fault. One person inside the home was injured. The driver will receive citations but does not face charges. A Madison resident was robbed at gunpoint during a Facebook Marketplace exchange. Madison police says the victim was trying to buy a cell phone through the Facebook classifieds yesterday. The sellers wanted cash for the phone, but when the victim came to make the trade, the two suspects walked off with the money. When the victim tried to stop them, one of the suspects pulled a gun on them. Police say you should always do these sorts of trades in a public area. Madison police offer up secure areas at their police stations for that purpose. Whooping cough continues to spread here in Wisconsin. We're seeing a spike here this year, and state officials want people to be safe. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Almost 1,900 people have tested positive for pertussis or whooping cough here in Wisconsin this year. It starts out feeling like the average cold that can make it tough to know when you have it. Anybody can catch it at any age, but it can be particularly dangerous for babies and people with compromised immune systems. 76 Wisconsin babies have been hospitalized so far this year. Right now, lots of young people are getting it. Half of all the cases here in the Badger State have been in kids ages 11 to 18. It's called whooping cough because of the sound people often make when they have it. But health officials say teens and adults typically don't present with that telltale cough, and some young kids may not do it either. Of course, nobody wants to be left out of holiday festivities, but staff from the Department of Health Services say stay home if you're sick.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced $4.3 million in funding to help residents affected by the opioid crisis. The funding will be used to create disaster relief positions through the National Health Emergency Dislocated Worker Grant to provide humanitarian needs as a result of opioid use. The opioid crisis was declared a public health emergency in 2017 with the rise of fentanyl, and since then, opioid-related hospitalizations and overdose deaths have risen sharply. For service members leaving the military, finding the right job can be a tough transition, which has an impact on their whole family. Normally, troops through a transition assistance program to help them land on their feet, but the Department of Labor has a new program where they've partnered with companies and businesses who want to hire veterans. It provides one-on-one coaching to military members and their spouses. This program is in the pilot phase right now, but James Rodriguez from the Department of Labor says they want to expand it further.
And we're going to look to build that out even more in the future, so we can hope to do the same type of support for every service member in the future, which would be ideal. However, it does take a lot more work and a lot more resources to make sure that this program can be successful in the future.
As of August, the Employment Navigator and Partnership Program has helped more than 18,000 veterans and family members. November is Military Family Appreciation Month. WRCO News Time is 4:37. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ryan Aaron Chambers, 19, of Richland Center, died November 19th. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held Saturday at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, rural Yuba, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center tomorrow from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. Ryan Chambers, 19, of Richland Center. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86, of Viola, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after all services. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospice, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86, of Viola. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died September 21st. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center, died October 24th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet, died at the Richland Hospital Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River, died November 16th after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died November 10th after an 8-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 to 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center. Doreen Alice Cradlewell, 69, of Highland, died November 17th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to Next Gen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Alice Cradlewell, 69, of Highland. Bernard Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground, died Wednesday at home. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Philip's Catholic Church, Rolling Ground. Burial will follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bernard Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground. Forrest J. Frosty Haganaw, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Pihah Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. Forrest J. Frosty Haganaw, 74, of Hillsboro. Pauline P. Polly Titchener, 93, of Spring Green, died Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Pauline P. Polly Titchener, 93, of Spring Green. Jerome Edward Jerry Lynchide, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, December 11th at 11 at St. John's the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday, December 11th from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Jerome Edward Jerry Lynchide, 87, of Richland Center. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1, Saturday, December 14th, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in the St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, Saturday, December 14th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it is a fairly quiet winter-like day here across the upper Midwest on this Thanksgiving. Some pockets of heavier lake effect snow ongoing in parts of northern Wisconsin, upper Michigan, and lower Michigan. Elsewhere, mostly just some passing flurries. Do watch out for a few stray spots that get a dusting of snow even in parts of southern Wisconsin through tonight. But again, for the most part, nothing too serious. Just bundle up as you're heading out. Over the next several days, this persistent flow of cold polar air will be with us right into early next week. As we do look down the road into next week, it looks like an organized weather system could move through the region Tuesday night and Wednesday. The current track would take the brunt of the steadier snow north and east of our area, but we'll keep an eye on things. There could be another system coming through toward the end of next week, possibly with a higher chance of snow here. So certainly some signs of winter continue to build in. Here's that forecast now for tonight. It will be mostly cloudy and brisk with some scattered flurries. Temperature dropping down through the low 20s in the evening, 15 late tonight. West-northwest wind 8 to 15 miles an hour, dropping wind chills to 0 to 5 above. Tomorrow, a few flurries in the morning, breaks of sunshine and cold, high near 24 degrees. West-northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. For Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy, still cold, low at 10 with a high of 24. For Sunday, partly cloudy and brisk, but good travel conditions. Low near 10 degrees with a high of 26. Monday, partly cloudy, just a few degrees warmer. Low near 12 with a high of 29. Tuesday, increasing clouds and milder. Low 12 degrees, high of 32. Slight chance of snow showers Tuesday night. Wednesday, mixed skies and warmer yet. Low 20, high 36. Another chance of a couple of snow showers by late Wednesday night. Happy Thanksgiving. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're receiving light snow, and it's 22 degrees after a daytime high of 24 and a morning low of 21. Yesterday's high was 37, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1998 is 65 degrees with a record low of 14 below that was set back in 1887. Last year's high was 24 with a low of 11. Sunset took place tonight at 4:28, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:12. The winds are out of the east-northeast, making it around 8 to 10 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 14 degrees outside. Our barometric reading is 30.14, and we have received a light trace of snow in certain areas today so far. And once again, our current temperature is 22 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Starting tonight, the Packers could play night games only for the next 6 weeks. First, the Packers take on Miami Dolphins tonight in Thursday Night Football, kicking off four straight primetime games. But it's also possible the December 29th game at Minneapolis against the Vikings could be switched to primetime if they're both still in the running for the NFC North title. Center Josh Meyer says he doesn't like sitting and waiting for the game all day. Quarterback Jordan Love says the team will be ready for kickoff no matter what time it is. And kickoff for tonight's game at Lambeau Field will be at 7:20. And you'll be able to hear that broadcast right here on WRCO 100.9 coming up shortly, with the pregame starting at around 5 o'clock. Jared Goff threw two touchdown passes to Sam Laporta. Jake Bates made three field goals in the first half, and the Detroit Lions held off the Chicago Bears 23-20 to extend their winning streak to 10 games. The Lions snapped a seven-game losing streak on Thanksgiving. The Bears had the ball in Lions territory late in the game with a chance to drive for a game-tying field goal or go-ahead touchdown, but they blew the opportunity. Caleb Williams threw an incomplete pass as time expired from the Detroit 41 after being sacked about 30 seconds left, allowing time to run off the clock, even though Chicago had one more timeout. And the other contest going on today that's going on right now, it's the Cowboys against the Giants, and the Cowboys are hosting the Giants, and the score of that game with 5:53 left before the half is the Giants 7 and the Cowboys 3.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders, two large bulk tanks. Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. And John Madden's love of football and family came through the most on Thanksgiving. On tonight, NBC will continue to honor Madden's legacy when it opens its broadcast before the nightcap between the Miami Dolphins and Green Bay Packers. The two-minute open features the original Madden Cruiser traveling from the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio to Lambeau Field last week. It has remained in Green Bay and will also be featured during the game. Madden will be honored during all three games on Thursday. It is the third year that the NFL has had the John Madden Thanksgiving celebration after the Hall of Fame coach and iconic broadcaster passed away in December of 2021. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
During this week of Thanksgiving, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers its sincere and heartfelt thanks to all of the many individuals and local businesses that have continued to support OMHS in so many ways during the past few years. Most of all, a huge thank you to all of our volunteers, to those who continue to give loving forever homes to shelter animals, to those who do whatever else they can to contribute to the well-being of every animal. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, including your pets, from everyone at OMHS. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden saying on this Thanksgiving that he's spoken to all three of the Americans that have been released from China.
The release of Mark Sweden, Kai Li, and John Leung followed back-channel negotiations between Washington and Beijing and public statements from politicians, including Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
The world can see that the Chinese Communist Party is trying to use